Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. I'm Naima Latif for On Air Daily News. Thursday, September 22nd, 2022. Our top story today, a five-time Emmy Award-winning film executive producer was honored on a mural in Chicago, and the Chicago Public Art Group celebrated the works of Africa Porter as a living community icon. The unveiling and ribbon-cutting for this new 63rd and Woodlawn mural on the south side of Chicago. It's on the side of the building of the Woodlawn Family Health Center, 6250 South Cottage Grove. Africa Porter has deep roots flowing across the entire city. She was honored today at a mural created by artist Rahman Static. The other artists were Damon Lamar Reed and Sterling Price, known as Pugs. Africa has been dubbed the Queen of Hyde Park with several charitable works within Chicago's Woodlawn neighborhood. The mural resides in the Woodlawn community where the literary Woodlawn legend Sam Greenlee, writer of the legendary novel The Spook Who Sat by the Door, which was recently inducted into the Library of Congress, gave inspiration for Africa Porter, who is executive producer of the five-time Emmy Award-winning documentary Chicago at the Crossroads. You can see it at www.chicagoatthecrossroads.com. Her father is also the renowned late Reverend Dr. John Porter, who worked with Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Reverend Porter was the first Southern Christian Leadership Conference, SCLC, president for Chicago under the leadership of Dr. King. This event held today at 10 a.m. at the Woodlawn Friend Health Center, 6250 South Cottage Grove, marks a milestone and a historic decision made to beautify this area under the L tracks, an area that had been known for its blight. This artistic depiction gives residents who are in the area a view of history. It spans the width of the entire wall, beginning from Cottage Grove on 63rd Street and heading west for the entire block. And there were some remarks made today. We will hear from one of the artists, Rahman Static, who gives a bit of history about his decision to put together this historic art piece. And among those who were invited to attend was Alderman Jeanette Taylor and others who gave their praise for the works of Africa Porter and her work as a community activist. The film she produced, Chicago at the Crossroads, featured many of those who are involved in the work of bringing peace to those involved in street organizations and those who have been the victims of violence. And so now, as we listen to some of the words of the artist involved, we get an understanding of the impact of this work and even some of the challenges that are involved in simply producing a piece of work that can take away some of the blighted areas in the city. And there are a number of places that artists would like to produce murals, so it is felt that perhaps this particular demonstration shows that Chicago's politicians may be willing to offer space so that areas of the city that have been subject to blight and have been under construction or under destruction may experience some renovation. Teal Hardeman, who is a longtime anti-violence activist, had words to share during this special occasion, one who has worked with Africa Porter and others in the cause of stemming the violence and working with youth who are troubled and involved in many of the activities that have been cause for concern. He gives his viewpoint on today's activities and perhaps with some hope that there will be some type of change, and the fact that this particular piece of art may inspire some changes that many are hoping will be the cause for other artists to step forward and give their input in helping to make Chicago better. There are a number of activities happening in and around the inner cities which could inspire much of the work that needs to be done when it comes to the issue of anti-crime and anti-violence. There are those who, if they would be allowed to, would gladly participate in the process of changing conditions. A number of artists, those who have perhaps presented ideas to the city council and others that are willing to consider allowing those with talent to come forth and make a difference. The difficulties that they are receiving often are unknown as to what are the reasons that the city is not open to the opportunities for artists to make some changes and for artists to beautify the city in areas of neglect. There are a number of areas that could use some help, and there are artists that are desiring to be of service. So with those who have been a part of the process of helping to change the city and its landscape, this particular event is one that signals a possibility that maybe the city is ready to promote change. And the artist involved expressed his thanks to those who finally allowed him to use his creativity
and
to help Chicago.
When you all see landmarks and great art being made, it just isn't no just add water process. It's not a two-step process. A lot goes into it right there, right? It's not a microwave. It's not an easy math process of producing art, right? Great art takes hundreds to thousands of hours and years in the making right there, right? So please understand that, and please put it with a disconnect, right? That like stuff happens instantly like that, right? It doesn't. It doesn't, right? So we're here right now. I took this project as being the homecoming, my personal homecoming, right? Because I was a native born of Woodlawn right there. My grandfather migrated up here from North Carolina, right, back in with the early 50s, right? My Boris family was from Salem, North Carolina, owned a timber, the timber business right there, right? My grandfather came up here and joined the Nation of Islam, right? Brought his first building off 65th of St. Lawrence. All right, in his building on 65th of St. Lawrence is where, you know, my family was its own incubator, because basically the way it works on the South Side, it's like, you know, my family got family, block by block, right? House for house, right? It's its own culture right there, especially being a culture that grew, that's being developed within the shadows of the University of Chicago, right? Always this looming thing of the gentrification of the University of Chicago taking a property right there, right? So any of us, and I was one of those people that left, around the time when I went to college, in my early 20s, right, and started operating across the entire city of Chicago, from Pilsen to Lawndale, Little Village, Rogers Park, a little bit of everything. This is the city of Chicago and has a lot to offer right there. But years later, I come back here, right? So upon my return, I return as a man, right? And the man I've become over the time, I've seen a lot. I've seen life and death happen the same day and make God and devil in the same person, right? This is the world we live in, right? So upon that, I began to understand the gray areas in life and reality. Everything is not that black and white right there. It's easy when it's that black and white, but it's not black and white right there, right? It's the, you know, the decimal point, right? The numbers in between numbers, right? The distance that happens between numbers 1 and 2. I may be going around here right there, just going ahead yet, all right? Now, why I picked the people to go on this mural, why the subjects that was on this mural, and why this mural, another angle on why this mural happened is this also. Upon my journeys in operating different communities around City Chicago and working with Chicago Public Art Group, I myself and Chicago Public Art Group are on a divine mission in being in the business of creating landmarks, right? Everybody wants their Statue of Liberty. Everybody wants their Mount Rushmore. Black people want to see Mount Rushmore, but they people right there in their own neighborhood. Everybody wants their gate, like this little village over 26th Street, right? Why can't we bring that to these neighborhoods right here? Why is every time we think of black neighborhoods, you think of some desert, some odd-looking place right there? So rather than sit around complaining about it, now I'm going to put my money where I'm out there, around now for this day and night. All right, this is my lifestyle right here, right? And some of y'all might catch me out here, right, late at night, like creeping, right, on the move right here. Some of y'all will call me out here at 2, 3 in the morning right there, right? But, yo, you know what? As long as the hood respects what it is I'm doing, there's even a serenity to the streets, right? You know, I'm safe because people respect what it is I'm doing out here, right? And that inspires me even more. So when I took, you know, 2 steps towards rebuilding my community, make it more beautiful on a personal mission, the community told me I need to take 20 steps more, right? Like, so that's the mission we on right there. So upon my travels, and so I do this everywhere, around City Chicago, nationwide, worldwide, right there, right? A wild inspiration, though, was years of going back and forth to Wynwood, Miami, for Art Basel, right? And seeing how, like, this community in Wynwood started off as an industrial area, right? I'm talking, this happened within the past, I went down there maybe 2012, 2013, right? Took a road trip down to Miami, right? Heard dudes down there getting fame and money off of painting murals in this wild neighborhood in Miami, right? And anytime I talk about Miami Beach, it's from my first 48 Miami, right? Fifth Boulevard, Miami, right? Right, the hood in Miami, you all don't see. This area was built up with the homeless shelter, the projects, Overtown is right next to. Overtown is a historic neighborhood in Miami, similar to this, right? And like a bunch of old warehouses. So at first people just going down there, and then we painted walls, and I was a part of that. I think I should view with the mayor of Miami Beach over this, right? It all worked out, though. We all good. But, because there was a legal mural I did down there, because I threw it down Miami, I thought everything was all good. Got down there, and it wasn't legally cleared. We still did it, got it done, and made a point, though, right? That's the Chicago way of doing things. We get what we come for, right? I carry that mentality with me. Push that drive 24 hours to make it to your spot, though, so I'm living. But So I do this, right? And I see how this entire movement of people from around the world painting these murals in this once run-down neighborhood, every year I come back, it's looking more and more better, if you will, or gentrified, if you will, however you want to take it, though. After a while, block by block, every building was painted with murals down there. The property value began to go up, right? New cafes began to pop up, right? They began to rezone that entire district. Now it's a mural district. That all started by people coming through and painting murals in those neighborhoods, in that neighborhood in particular, but it was a no-holds-barred thing. So I brought that mentality here, right? Why can't Chicago have something that epic? We're a city of champions, right? All our teams got rings right there, right? Why not have that mentality in public art, right? We can do this, but it takes back and forth support and trust of the artists that you all work with. I'm honored to be here working with you all, right? I don't wish like this. If I had it my way, everything in this corner would be painted. Like, period, right? If there was no politics, it would have all been done. Everybody knows me, knows how I've done that, right? So, you know, my real support is this. In order to produce good art, it does take a support system, right? It's also a support system from your family, friends, community, right? Elders, all that. It does take a support system, right? So first off, you know, part of my support system comes from my family. That's why my daughter, Tequila Barnes, on the wall, right there, next to Pomone Remy right there. All right, I met Pomone working at After School Matters years ago, right? And as a matter of fact, me working through After School Matters team, working with John Pounds, right, Chicago Public Art Group back in 2003, 2004, somewhere around there, right? All right, so like, that's, you know, the roots of the support system. In other words, I met one person that led me to meet another person. Nobody saw this being planned. They didn't, you know, we didn't foresee this coming right there, right? All right, so the other angle on support system, they have my homeboy Derek Ware come through, right? A part of Derek Ware, like I said, finally came around the block for me, all right? I thought it would be a good idea. I spent years collaborating with other artists, right? I thought it would be pretty smart and tactical to collaborate with a contractor, right? Begin to outsource talent that I don't have, right? So I could create all night, but logistically, right, how is this going to actually work, right, how is it going to actually be implemented right there? There's only so many hours I got in a day to problem solve this. So now, after a while, it's me and my partner, Derek Ware, back to back, working on this mural, night and day, you know, sun and shine right there, right? All right, cool. In regards to Sister Italia and her son right there, right? Italia works as respiratory therapist, if I'm not mistaken. Right, she works as a medical professional. Right, I thought it'd be logical to include in an image of a medical professional but with their child on the wall, right? So it's a double entendre, a visual double entendre. It's actually a Madonna influenced image, right? You know, Mary and Jesus, the big Mary and baby Jesus right there, but rather than completely copy that, I thought it'd be interesting to take that same pose, the influence for Renaissance art, right, and put our people in it right there, right? Because that's a very empowering image that we all came up around, right? Next to Italia is a Sister Africa, right? Now I've known Africa for years at a bar, right? Seeing that visual impact right there, right? But, I mean, her name speaks for itself, man. Like, hey, people want to come through the culture of black mural that speaks blackness of Woodlawn right there. I mean, it's almost like putting a Statue of Liberty and combining it with the Washington Monument or Mount Rushmore. Yeah, it's like it's just Mount Rushmore combined with Statue of Liberty. You get a better piece of public art right there, right? Then after Africa, we have I forgot the sister's name. Come on, I forgot her name already. Leslie Honoree. She's a poet right there, right? Now the stuff with Leslie was that I thought it'd be a good juxtaposition to have both of them combined and to show the power of black art in Woodlawn, right? Because the bigger picture, and this follows up to the image of me on there, is that within the community of Woodlawn, we need a great mind to come out of this community, right? We need intellectuals, builders, politicians, entrepreneurs have come from this community, right? I grew up within the shadows of these elders, and so one day, I'm going to be one of those people that's going to change and reform my own community, but within my own town right there, for the better, right there, right? So, it's my home, like, coming back to the 360 degrees of the homecoming right here, right? That's why I introduced myself into the mural with binary code in me, That's kind of what we're living right now. Right? You have the reality you, and you have the digital you. Right? You have the binary you. Right? What I'm seeing right here with you all, this is real life. Right? But all of us have a second life. We're online right there. It's a whole other state of living that has to be addressed. Right? That can either, you can exploit it or it'll exploit you. Right? Like, bottom line. Lastly, we have Mistakeful. Right? It is a Mistakeful, right? So essentially what I designed it was that it starts with Pomone and ends with Mistakeful. It starts with the Elder and ends with the Elder. I particularly painted them in a different style. Unlike everybody else, there's so a difference of age, by resilience, right? Uniqueness. And like, and make them appear as being golden, right? From start to finish on a mural. So it almost works as a capstone, right? In conclusion, right? I respect them in the healthcare center or a city center in college. I remember what this corner was. I was seeing that mural across the street. I was here to watch this neighborhood change, right? To watch this corner change, right? Your life and death depends on what you are aware of and what you're not aware of. What you are not aware of will kill you. This is the world we're living in. I'm not telling you to live in fear right there, but what I am suggesting, though, is for me and you to just have more self-awareness in which the way we operate in the world, and that will make a better community, right? Evolve from living desperate to thriving, right? That this is where we all want to be, right? It's only coming through a plan of desperation is not a good plan A, but we want to thrive right there. And this is why we're here today, right? Because in order to make good art, there has to be some form of, someone has to put in the work to make it. If my grandfather was working in a factory, being a teacher, working in a warehouse, I wouldn't be able to make art. Some elder generation of me came before me to make it easy for me to make art, right? Bottom line, like had he not done that, now y'all probably have the same job he has, right there. So people before me, right, paved the way. And didn't live the life they wanted to live. They sacrificed. And I acknowledge that right there. So it would be quite blasphemous, if you will, to not make use of my talent and go all out with it right there. So I'd like to thank you all. Who is that? And thank you all.
And that was words from the artist featured today on the mural that was unveiled and definitely is a powerful image for those traveling along the road that spans 63rd Street, starting at Cottage Grove. It is a mural, as he said, which contains many historic images and individuals who have made an impact in the Chicagoland community, individuals who are historically known for their longtime work in helping to improve the city, and individuals who have been honored as movers, shakers, and those who are having an impact.
Well, first of all,
and we have a few words from activist Teal Hardeman in his attending this event today and giving honor to one who has often called the community together to make an impact. And all men stand up and fight violence.
Queen African supporter. Now, it's very historical because her father was a solid leader here in Chicago. And it's like really building on the supporter legacy. And I think it's very important to acknowledge his daughter, African supporter, based on the fact that she's contributed a lot to Chicago. You know, she's like a native Chicagoan, a high five, you know, socialite type of lady. And she carries herself at a higher level. So everybody in the world to kind of take notice. She's like a role model, a pace setter type of lady when it comes down to young African American women and women of color. You know, she's won Emmys for her movie and her documentary. here in Chicago, and she's done a whole lot of good work just to try to uplift her people. And that's what it's all about. That's why I'm here anyway, because I'm a people person, and I support all the good people that just love, you know, our people. Put it like that's the way, the only thing I can sum it up like that, because a lot of us, we selfishly, we're not selfish. We believe in helping people. I want to get that word the right way. There's a lot of noise in the background, but the reality is that we give from our hearts, you know, and an African type of person, she gives unconditionally. So that's major. If you ask me, that's major.
Yes. And that was T.O. Hardeman, who is a longtime activist and anti-violence activist, as well as a talk show host on WVON Radio in Chicago. And the artist, Rahman Static, gave his views on this art piece, which is on the side of Woodlawn Family Health Center at 6250 South Cottage Grove. And other activities happening in the month. There is an event October 11th hosted by Pastor Julia Porter Maddox and Leonard Maddox Jr. called A Work Shift, and it is also honoring longtime activist Africa Porter. And this event, Saturday, October 1st, is at the Compassion Baptist Church, 2650 East 95th Street in Chicago. And speakers, Pastor Stephen Thurston, Pastor Chris Harris, and Ray Lewis Thornton, health activist. And it's honoring Africa Porter, Apostle Angela Walker, and Pastor Russell Harris, Sr. For more information, you can call 773-507-4905. That's 773-507-4905. And this has been a day for people to reflect and decide how they want to have a positive impact on the communities in which they live, and any activities that help to uplift are welcome. Across the nation, people are organizing and are looking forward to some results. Today is a session of the Black Women's Roundtable Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise series happening in the Louisiana area, and it is an event kicking off today, and you can go to www.blackwomensroundtable.org for more information on that event. Well, this is all for today's on-air daily news. Join us again tomorrow, 1 o'clock Central, and wherever you are, you can join us live, and feel free to call in your good news at 515-605-9749. That's 515-605-9749. To report good news you see happening in your neck of the woods. I'm Naima Latif for On Air Daily News. We want you to enjoy the rest of your day.